Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A partnership with NASA is giving a Sacramento Girl Scout troop an out-of-this-world experience, literally. The Girl Scouts just completed their call with an astronaut circling Earth aboard the International Space Station using a hand-built ham radio they made themselves. The program is called the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. The goal is to encourage young people to explore the fields of science, technology, engineering, math, also known as STEM, as well as raise awareness about space and radio communication. And it's working.
NA1SS from November 6, November Alpha. How copy?
November 6, November Alpha. This is NA1SS, heavy 5x5. How me?
Roger the 5x5. You're 5x5 as well. Please stand by for your contact with the Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts just spoke with the International Space Station about an hour ago, just down the road from our studios, and three of them join us now. Edie Blanke, Fred Dessinger, and Ainsley Fong, who are members of Troop 1089. Welcome. Congratulations. What an exciting time.
Thank you.
Okay, big, important question first. It's been about an hour. How do you guys feel? Ainsley, I'll start with you.
I still feels like really amazing. The whole experience was kind of surreal, even though we've been preparing for it for a while. It was kind of when the astronaut first started talking, I was just still like really amazed.
I can completely understand why. You know, this is a lot of work that the three of you and your troop put together. Fred, how are you feeling about this?
I was honestly so amazed when she first started talking. Like, just like Ainsley said, I couldn't believe that she's in space. And we were talking to her from Earth with a radio that we built. It was just so amazing. I'm feeling really positive about it because everything went as well as it could have gone. Yeah, nothing went wrong.
Well, it is very well-deserved excitement for all three of you. Edie, how are you feeling right now? I can see a smile very big on your face.
Oh, my gosh. My heart was beating so fast. It was like, because we'd been preparing for it for so long, and then it was like the time was finally there, and it was so amazing.
How do you go about building a ham radio?
Most of it was, I think, what's their name?
So the Sacramento Radio Club, or they call themselves the Amateur Radio Communication Society.
Yeah, the
for Sacramento. They helped us, guide us on what parts to buy, because we actually had a GoFundMe to raise money for the parts. And they taught us a lot about radios. We built some with snap circuits. And then a lot of the hands-on radio work, they built it. And then we learned about what like each part did, its component in the radio, the purpose of it. It was really interesting. It was very educational.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially if you want to pursue like a field or just interested in STEM. I mean, that's wonderful. Ainsley, I mean, y'all talked with Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mogbelli, who was aboard the ISS as we speak. What was it like talking to an astronaut?
It was surprisingly clear when she first started talking because we had done like radio calls with people in California, and they actually weren't as clear as when we were actually talking to someone while they're in space, which is just really crazy to me. And then also the audio was great, and then just being able to talk to her and being able to ask her all our questions, and she had really great answers too. It was very interesting.
We're going to listen to some of the questions that y'all asked the astronaut. We're going to start off with Edie.
Hi, my name is Edie. What advice would you give to someone who wants to be where you are?
Edie, I would just say if you want to get into space exploration specifically, it's really challenging. And so the thing I would say is it's okay to fail. And it's inevitable that at some point you will fail if you're trying to do anything that's challenging and pushing the boundaries. And that's okay. Just keep trying. Over.
I would feel like that takes on a different meaning when it's coming from out of space.
Seriously.
You know, and just so people are aware, the astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mogbelli is a Marine Corps attack helicopter pilot, also a test pilot, launched to the space station as a commander of NASA's SpaceX Crew 7 mission back in 2023. Fred, what stood out to you about your experience in chatting with this astronaut?
I was struck by how much care she took to answer all of our questions specifically, and she even greeted us by name. And I was just really impressed with her because the whole mission of Girl Scouts is to get more girls involved in STEM. So the fact we were able to speak to like a female astronaut, she's the first Iranian American to ever go to space actually, was just really impressive and impactful.
All right, well, let's listen to one of the questions that you asked, Fred.
Hi, my name is Fred. Are your experiments mostly biological or technological?
Fred, you know, we have a lot of both. We have a lot of tech demos, a ton of biological experiments. I'm not sure whether we have more of which one. More recently, it feels like we've been doing more biological experiments, but we have a lot of both, so I'm not sure. Over.
That's a very technical question. I mean, what kind of thought went into crafting up what you wanted to ask this astronaut?
So to come up with our questions, we all wrote down a few different questions that we had on pieces of paper, and then we put them all together, and we had a list of, I'm not sure how many questions, but it was a lot more than we could ask. So then in our next meeting, we went over the questions and tried to decide, like, which ones were our favorites, and we all put, like, our top 20 questions in a list, and then from that, we made a list of our top 20 to ask her.
Well, let's listen to your question, Ainsley.
Hi, my name is Ainsley. How do solar flares affect you and the space station?
We track our radiation up here. The folks on the ground, the team on the ground, track when there are solar events that are headed towards us. Luckily, since I've been up here, the solar events we have had haven't been anything that have really impacted our health significantly. Over.
I would imagine, I think it was 10 minutes you had with Jasmine. Those 10 minutes must have gone by in like a blink.
Yeah.
Fred, what are some of the moments that stand out to you the most? I mean, 10 minutes goes by fast, but I'm sure it's really impactful.
That's a good question. I think the moment that stood out to me the most was just the initial point of contact. Because at first, on the very first call, didn't go through. We definitely expected that. And then on the second, like, I'll put it as a ring, she picked up. And I was like, whoa, like, that's her. And then I think the second most impactful moment was just after everyone had answered their question or asked their questions, I asked the last question and then we closed it out. I kind of thought, like, wow, like, this really happened. And, like, I can't believe that we really talked to her in space. I've repeated that a couple of times, but I just can't get unfixated on that. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty special that you all went through it together.
Yeah, definitely.
Edie, you know, when you obviously all of you, with the help of the Radio Society here, built the radio, you started talking with this astronaut. What did you learn about what life is like, what the work is like on top of or in ISS?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we spent a lot of time learning about, like, how radio works, and, like, we learned Morse code and stuff like that. And we learned, like, the technical stuff about how it works, like the waves and all of that. And then we learned about, like, what Jasmine, like, what her, like, history and stuff like that. And, yeah, it was super interesting. We've been doing lessons since, like, November.
Did this inspire you to possibly explore more into STEM or radio in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, the science parts were super cool, and then just learning about space is so interesting.
How about you, Ainsley?
I'm interested in environmental studies, so it's more of a down-to-earth type of thing, but definitely I'm always curious about, like, how things work. So, like, learning about space and, like, black holes and, like, all of those different things, and, like, about just, like, just how astronauts work and, like, how their time is, like, really scheduled out, like, to the minute was, like, really interesting and cool.
Fred, how did this shape, you know, what you're passionate about, what you want to do in life?
Well, I'm really interested in astronomy already before this program. So now after doing the program, I'm just extra excited. I was literally jumping for joy when my mom told me about this. And I think it's just been an amazing opportunity for all of us. Like, I'll always cherish it as an amazing opportunity. Like, Edie got to design the T-shirts that we're actually wearing right now. And one was given to all the members who participated. And one is going to be given to the actual astronaut we spoke to. So it's just really cool to think about that. And I'm really excited to see, like, how this influences what I want to study in college.
I love it. I love that that astronaut is getting a T-shirt specially designed by all of you. Okay, last question, the hardest one. How did you juggle all of this during cookie sales?
Well, this year we're not selling cookies because it's our last year. And we decided that maybe we should focus on our astronaut, but
I guess
with school and stuff is still
school is important. Now you can eat cookies. You don't have to sell them like the rest of us that love cookie season. Thank you all three so much for joining us. What a treat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Edie Blanke, Fred Dessinger, and Ainsley Fong, and they are Girl Scouts from Troop 1089 right here in Sacramento. Earlier this morning, they actually made contact with an astronaut aboard the International Space Station with a ham radio that they built themselves. And that is it for Insight today and this week. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.